This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with us. I do really appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I always ask you guys, and again, we're what? What are we, maybe 7 weeks away? Seven weeks and a couple of days away from election. And Republicans, this is where we always blow. We always blow it in these kind of elections. Always. Let's just be honest about it. If you want to win, if you really want it to happen the right way, the proper way, you really want your person to come out on top, then you need to get off your butt and do something. You need to fight for this. You need to help fight for this. Now, you guys know, I don't know how long we've been doing the show, since 09, something like that? And we're not multimillionaires yet? What are you doing wrong? Yes. That's the problem. I agree. But in all the time we've been doing the show, I keep telling you guys to do the same thing. Right? Get involved, get engaged, get behind people that you know will do the job. Not ones that will say they'll do the job. Not ones that are, you know, Aunt Mary's second cousin's uncle and you don't know anything about it. But just because he's a family member, you're going to vote for him. I know people who have said to me, I'm voting for so-and-so. Hey, I've been friends with them. Been friends with them for 25 years. And so I'm voting for so-and-so. You can't do that. So-and-so's a moron. And you still vote for him anyway. And then they complain about how the city's run, the state run, whatever. You got to stop. It's time for the political correctness to go away. And I'll tell you something else. If you're not a Christian, doesn't apply to you, I guess. To my Christian conservative friends, you are the biggest fools. And I'll tell you why. I have been working with people from the Christian community and people that are in politics that are Christians, okay, on both sides of the aisle. And the proof over the last 30 days, when I get in these conversations, and I've always said, the problem with the Christian community is what we've become is we've become Democrats first, or Republicans first, and then Americans who happen to be Christians. And the Christian moves to the top of the list when it's necessary or when you need it. If you're sitting there making decisions, if you're operating out of fear, because the Bible says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? So if you're operating out of fear, it ain't from God. And you know what I mean by fear? I mean, it's a healthy fear, you know, when you're standing on the edge of a cliff. That's a healthy fear. That's okay. That's not the kind of fear I'm talking about. But that your friends are going to be mad at you because you voted for Trump, or that your friends are going to be upset with you because you're backing so-and-so or such-and-such. You're not operating from a biblical standpoint, so you're going to lose. You may win momentarily, but you're going to lose. Right? So, when I'm telling my, because again, I'm having these conversations, I'm trying to do it so I don't call anybody out, because I'm not trying to call anybody in particular out. But you say you believe in God, you say you believe, oh yes, brother, I love Jesus, I love God, I want to do what God wants me to do. But I've got to vote for the heathen who believes in abortion, because he's been in my party, actually he's been my neighbor for the last 27 years. Really? Just astounding to me that I hear these comments out of Christians. Well, then are you really Christians? I'm not going to question your relationship with Christ, but I am going to question, what are you built on? What's your Christianity built on? A good feeling you get Sunday morning for the some of you came and spent 50. You know, some of you, I know pastors say they have to wrap up a sermon in 30 minutes because you can't hang. You can sit behind a football game for 3 hours, but you can't hang for 55 minutes for a sermon. And I'll tell you what, if you're in a church where the sermon puts you to sleep after 30 minutes or bores you to death, you're in the wrong place. I used to go to a church. I'm not going to give you a name, but I used to go to a church. If the pastor said, hey, I'm not done, can I go another 30 minutes? It was, yes, please. And that was after 55 minutes. I have friends of mine who used to go to churches where the preacher would preach for 2 hours. And I used to say, I can't even imagine. You know what? I can't imagine now. Because for some people, it's like a 7-course meal. You're enjoying every bite of it. But back to where I started. If you're in politics at all, and you consider yourself a Christian, a Christ-accepting, Christ-praying, God-believing, God-loving Christian, and your decisions that you make are based on your party platform, you are wrong. You are dead wrong. That's aimed at me, too. You know I'm a registered Republican. If I make decisions based on what my party tells me to do, not what God tells me to do, I'm dead wrong. I'm going against God. You know, you're for or against. There's no gray area. There's no God doesn't have a gray lie. Or, no, a white lie. It's the truth or it's not the truth. It's really simple stuff, people. You have to go, you got to go to an 8-year college to get you to screw this up. It ain't that hard. So for you Christians that are out there, and this has happened to me recently. This is why it's hot on me. Because if it's happened to me, and I'm a pretty strong-willed person, as you might have guessed. And if it's happened to me, I know it's happened to others, and they've backed down too quick. But you need to remind them, you know, I have people saying to me, oh, God, I don't want to take the heat, you know, yeah, I don't want to do this because you're this, that, and the other thing, and I don't want my party to come in. Nobody cares about your party. I've actually gotten in hot water because I've endorsed or supported a Democrat because I didn't perceive that person or those people as Democrats first. I perceived them as my brothers and sisters in Christ. I perceived them as people walking a Christ-like way with Christ-like love. Okay? And that's why I backed them. I didn't back them because they were Republican or Democrat or conservative. Until we get there as Christians, as committed Christians, we lose every time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
In coffee cans, how can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You know why I do that, right? Put my head down the camera? Because people think I wear a toupee. A toupee. Because I got the black hair underneath. Anyway, that's because the sunlight doesn't hit the black hair, and then never mind. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, I had no intention of going down these roads this hour. I've had a couple of friends of mine that have been in this business for a long time saying, I got to lay it all out. I can't lay it all out because, you know why? It'd be a waste of paper, atoms, and time. Because I wouldn't stick to it. I'm terrible like that. But, you know, I mean, surprise is good, right? So I'm driving around all day today, and I keep hearing about this letter that Dianne Feinstein come up with on Brett Kavanaugh. Now, it's supposed to be a secret letter that accuses Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct, which is always a good, you know, again, Let's be clear here. If somebody truly has been abused or accosted or whatever sexually, that's wrong. And somebody should pay the price for that. This guy is about as mom and apple pie as you can get. I mean, he ran up debt buying baseball tickets. Are we serious here? But let's get past that. None of this came up in any of his other confirmation hearings ever. And don't say, well, now in SCOTUS, it's the highest court. So what? The D.C. District Court wasn't a low court either. These are big deal positions. But the timing, you know, like I've said before, the timing is extremely suspect. She probably had that thing sitting in the drawer and wasn't going to use it unless they needed a nuclear option. And this was the nuclear option for her now, wasn't it? And I just find this amazing. And again, I'm not making, like, if these women or women in this letter or what have you truly were accosted, come forward. There isn't a better time in history for you to come forward and lay it out. With the Me Too movement, now you got Hollywood all behind you. They're supporting you. Right? And any man, you bet an eyelash at a guy and accuse him of this kind of thing. He's done. His career's done. And even some feminists have come out and said that they're worried that these kind of accusations, unless they're proven, followed through and proven, are going to end up hurting women's rights, not helping them. So the Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein at the last minute sent a letter to the Justice Department describing allegations of sexual misconduct involving Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman, and a woman, not many women, not a multitude of women, and a woman, when they were both in high school. Now, I want to be clear about this. I do not want to make it sound like I'm discounting this, like I'm devaluing this, or what have you. If he raped her, if he sexually forced himself on her, that's one thing. But if they had sex and now she regrets it, or she's mad at him because he married somebody else, this happens, and it happens on a regular basis. And we just go back to the Duke lacrosse team and start from there. The accusation is made, and it ruins a whole bunch of young men's lives. We're back at it again here. And then why did Feinstein wait? If this was truly a bad thing, if this is truly a terrible thing, and he's committed some kind of sexual assault on a young lady, this should have been out the minute it came in her hands. This is why I say this. These are disingenuous accusations. They're disingenuous ways of approaching this. Feinstein, you know, she's a top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, on the Senate Judiciary Committee. She's got power and responsibility and a letter in her hand from 2 months ago. She wouldn't give, the woman wants to remain anonymous. Okay, I got that. But doesn't the law say that we're allowed to face our accusers? He's being accused. You know, the mere accusation should not be enough to make somebody guilty or to have them suffer the consequences of being guilty when they're not. It hasn't been proven one way or the other. She wouldn't give the details out either of the letter. Why not? Remember, all these things that were supposed to be released were bombshells that were going to definitely put him away. Nothing. Same thing with Trump. Where's the 26 that accused him? According to a pair of vague reports in the New York Times and The Intercept, they cited multiple sources. The letter includes the allegations against the 53-year-old Trump nominee. I have received information from an individual concerning the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, said Feinstein. When? 2 months ago. Why did you hold it? The individual strongly requested confidentiality, declined to come forward, or pressed the matter further. I have honored that decision. I have referred the matter to the federal investigation, the FBI. The FBI refuses to take it on because it's nothing but allegations. They can't tie anything to Kavanaugh. They can't, they like Russian collusion, there ain't nothing there. We're all right? I mean, come on, work this through in your mind. If they really believe, and they've seen it happen, the allegations have taken out many people. The White House issued a furious response right away. It said, pointing the finger at Senator Chuck Schumer in a statement. It said, Senator Schumer promised to oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. It appears he's delivering with this 11th hour attempt to delay the confirmation. Now, here's the thing. I would go to the FBI and say, and they can do this. You got 10 days to tell me how real this is or isn't. You got 10 days to tell me whether you know, you got enough people to do it. I mean, heck, you had, what, 10 people on Hillary's investigative team. You had 110 people on Trump's investigative team. Pull five of them off. If this is that important, pull five of them off. You got 10 days. That's your extension. 10 days. And if you go back to the committee and say, you know what, we're like 51% sure that he did this stuff. Now, depending on what it is. Because remember, today, an unwanted kiss. If a young boy, I mean, we've done stories on this show where you've had, what, little kids in is it kindergarten, first grade, second grade. They give a girl a peck on the cheek and they get suspended. They get taken into, I mean, seriously, read the Riot Act. Is that really the first way to deal with that? Couldn't we deal with that in the beginning, the first time? I don't even want to call it an offense. Pull the young man in the room and go, you know, sometimes people don't want to be touched. You can't, I know you're a loving little boy or a loving little girl, and you, sometimes people don't want to be hugged, and they don't want to be kissed on the cheek, and it's not the right thing to do. You have to give, and sometimes you have to work with the little kids. They don't come out brain surgeons. I don't know if you realize that. More on this, I don't know. I don't have a name for this. I'm going to call it a sham. Again, if she really was accosted, then Feinstein should find out for sure and bring it to the forefront. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Although Hurricane Florence weakened the past couple of days, it has such a large wind field, it's bringing a storm surge consistent with a much stronger hurricane. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting the worst of the surge to occur between Cape Fear and Cape Hatteras. The Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 40 inches of rain to accumulate in North Carolina, which would beat that state's all-time record for the most rainfall ever from a tropical storm or hurricane. Thousands of people are already in shelters across North and South Carolina.
My first thought was, Lord, don't let it flood, because
because I can't swim.
This Wilmington man's main concern appeared to be for his sailboat.
We've taken all the canvas off, all the sails, all the coverings, all the vimini, and we've tripled our lines to the dock, so we try and minimize any movement. We've got all our fenders out everywhere.
Also spinning in the Atlantic are tropical storms Helene and Isaac and subtropical storm Joyce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. And I've been doing this long enough. The buttons I should press automatically, but it doesn't happen that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, if you're not engaged, you're not involved, you're not kind of, I won't say talking back, but engaged in the conversation, even with others, you're getting nothing out of it. You're just kind of, I don't know. Just kind of vegging out, if you would. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you send. You know, sending me email. Send me information on joe@therealside.com on guests and topics and maybe even good books that you've read that you might want to talk about or let me know about. So I do very much appreciate the time. I'm so ripped on this Kavanaugh thing. And I'm ripped on it mostly because you know the game is coming, right? You know it, and they're trying to push this out. They're trying to keep this until the first week of November. Not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. I hope McConnell has got the spine. See how I did that? No, nice and clean. I hope he's got the spine to make this happen. I hope he's got the spine to bring this to the floor. Dems vote against it. They vote against it. Nothing you can do about it. And again, I mean, I realize that we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot, that the Senate rules of 60 votes is not going to, we're done with that. That's yesterday's news. But because politics has changed so much, the attitude towards these people changed from American to party, it's not going to work anymore anyhow. So we decide we're Americans first again. Seriously. Schumer's office replied to the White House by saying the senator hadn't had any access to the letter, but he believes the Judiciary Committee is handling it appropriately. The White House also noted that Kavanaugh, a longtime federal judge who also served under President George W. Bush's White House, had been repeatedly vetted by the FBI. Think about this. The FBI is either the most inept group. They've got to be the most inept group in the country, right? Law enforcement group. Kavanaugh's been vetted at least a half a dozen times by the FBI. You're telling me they missed this? This person never came forward? 25 years of public service. If he had a propensity to do, you know, sexually assault women, do you think in 25 years working for the federal government this would not have come out? Women around him wrote letters of support to the guy. He's a Boy Scout, for God's sakes. And yes, there are some of them out there. I know that you and the left like to make fun of people like that. Throughout the 25 years, Public Service Federal Bureau of Investigation has thoroughly, repeatedly vetted Judge Kavanaugh, all the way back to 1993, and for some of the most highly sensitive roles. He attended Georgetown Preparatory School and all-boys Jesuit high school in Maryland. So, when was the letter written, to who and how? See, if a female wrote the letter, that's kind of weird, right? Because he went to an all-boys school. I'm just an all-boys high school. And let me ask you guys out there, in all sincerity, in all reality, because we still don't know what this is. Kiss, unwanted hug, an unwanted touch on the shoulder, on the arm. Those are all considered assault these days. And I got to tell you, as a trustee on a high school board, I've seen things happen on high school campuses that staff lets go, that the kids let go, that the parents don't think is a big deal. Maybe we're the old farts. I don't know. I mean, it'd be nice. Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, he said the development would not throw a wrench into the confirmation process. Part of that, because some of you go, yeah, that's right, because you guys want him no matter what. No, no, no. Part of that is the FBI has said, there ain't nothing here, folks. There's nothing to investigate. Who gave them the letter? If this is anonymous, where do they, you know, unlike you see on television, they can't do this like hoopty-doopty scan of the envelope or the letter and pick up some DNA that they run through the machine that ties to a set of fingerprints that can find the person who wrote the note. Doesn't work that way. That's TV. At this time, he has not seen the letter in question respecting the request for confidentiality. There's no plan to change the committee's consideration of Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Now, Feinstein and other Democrats want to decide on their own whether to make this thing public. Now, what I find amazing is when when the committee with Devin Nunes, what was his name? See, he's flash in the pan now. Remember the guy with the weird eyes? The congressman? Adam Schiff. Kind of looks like a flounder, doesn't he? Anyway. Remember they were fighting back and forth. Schiff wanted to put out the memos that they had and the testimony and information. And Schiff kept saying, no, 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 you can't do that. Funny how that flips. When they were saying it was because of it had nothing to do with maybe they would have been caught. The Dems would have been caught doing something. No, no, it had everything to do with national security. And again, this is 35 years old. The man has been vetted 6 times. He went to an all-boys high school. When exactly did the girl in high school or female in high school get away with or have this happen? What high school did it happen in? I'm confused and curious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far because in the next hour, guess who we got? We got John Allott coming on, a gun expert. Just a total, I'm not going to say gun fanatic, but just a genius when it comes to, and he does his work. He's got the stats. He knows exactly, you know, when it comes to mass shootings in this country, we do not have the highest amount of shootings from across the globe. Massachusetts City of Somerville, they're in it again. You know, these guys used to be a normal, I mean, my uncle had a plant in Somerville, Massachusetts. When I was a kid in the summertime, I used to work in that plant. You want to talk about, for you kids that are thinking about dumping out of high school, I don't think we have that as often as we used to. But I actually used to paint football helmets in the summertime. In full painter's gear. Sad. Just sad. Story for another day. But anyway, Somerville, Massachusetts is deciding maybe Columbus Day isn't such a good thing. Even though they have a very large Italian group in the area. Right? This is the same city where Were those lefty Maronis urinated on the American flags? See, it's one thing, in my mind's eye, and I know some of you get mad at me, it's one thing to burn the flag in protest. I don't agree with it. No, I think it's wrong. I think it's dead wrong. That's one thing. That is just an outward sign of defiance that you're upset and mad. Urinating on the flag is nothing more than disgusting and dirty. You're just being a pig and a coward. What does that prove? And we've gone down that road. It's just, anyway. Now, the city is now debating on whether they have Columbus Day or not. The mayor says that it'll observe Indigenous Peoples Day and not Columbus Day, which is what's happening across the country in some cities. The city of Somerville is ditching Columbus Day for Indigenous Peoples Day. This was a press release that went out on Thursday. Somerville joins Cambridge and other places in New England, like a Portland, Maine, and Durham, New Hampshire, by choosing to recognize those who lived in America before the European colonized through Christopher Columbus. Part of the statement reads, "This year on Monday, October 8th, the city of Somerville will observe Indigenous Peoples Day. We will join, among many others, Alaska, Vermont, Durango, Colorado, and Traverse City, Michigan." Yeah, that's a whole bunch of them. "In doing the right thing, it's been an issue we've carefully considered, and many inside and outside our city have made the compelling arguments for this challenge, or for this change. The arc of history bends not only towards justice, but towards reason. Columbus Day is a relic of an outdated, oversimplified version of history. This is not to say that Columbus has no place in history. It does not deny his skills or courage as a mariner, nor does it weaken the important role his legacy has played in our national identity. But during the period when Columbus was elevated to an American civil discovery, the story was less widely known." Here's what I love about this. Why is that Indigenous Peoples Day? No, seriously. I'm curious. Can somebody answer that during the break? Let me know. Put it up in the chat room you're in or whatever. I'm curious. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
If my mother was in the chat room, she would tell you that that was my kitchen. Oh, there are no free rides. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Yes, yes, yes. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really being there for me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. And, you know, we were talking in the last segment, and I don't know how I ended up down these roads, but whatever. Massachusetts has just gone off the deep end. I mean, we used to have such great, such smart people. Actually, my biggest joke about Boston when I grew up there in Massachusetts was that they had more colleges per square mile than anywhere else in the country, but yet they moited the King's English. They really just, they couldn't speak English to save their lives. You'll hear it come out in me when I get really tired. But, you know, you look at this, and you know, they make Columbus out to be the worst man since Hitler or before Hitler. And yes, was he a saint? No. But then these same people who call out Columbus for being the Native American killer that he was, somehow they decide to give Andrew Jackson a walk. Come on, think about it. Matter of fact, the Democrats, what was it, New Hampshire? What did we hear? They had Jackson and Kennedy, Kimberly Moran told me that they have a Jackson and Kennedy awards dinner. Well, what's the award for? Who can kill more women or who can kill more Indians? They changed it to that. I'm telling you, Man, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But why would you do it to begin with? It makes no sense. So here you have Andrew Jackson, by any account, deserves a top spot on the list of one of the most brutal, or the most brutal U.S. president, especially when it came to killing off Native Americans. And they did it systematically. They went through and figured out how to make it happen. This was his goal. He's known in the Native American communities as the father of their genocide. But who else is he? Right? He was a king among the Democrats. Was he not? Read the book, look up Nancy Pelosi's words, the incident known as the Trail of Tears. Forced relocation of Native Americans. Right? I mean, let's not work it out with them. Let's not make it better or help them, you know, if you really felt the need to relocate them off their land. Do it in a sane and humane way. No, can't do that. But he wiped out tens of thousands of Native Americans. And again, he's still held up in high esteem in the Democrat Party. I mean, seriously, he is the founder of the Democrat Party, really. So when you read all these social justice yahoos, to think that they got it all figured out and they're going to teach us about social justice, then what you need to do, if your attitude, your thought process, your idea is that we have to wipe out every negative piece of American history or people off the out of the history books, shouldn't Andrew Jackson be right up there? What do you think? I think so. Okay, let's see. That's right. So New Hampshire changed their event from the Jefferson Jackson to the Kennedy Clinton. That's great. That's great.
But they just changed it again.
They did. Yeah, you put that on there. Now it's called the Eleanor Roosevelt Dinner. You know, that's a different segment. I mean, I can only imagine how that conversation went down. In a relatively short period of time. But again, back to that for a second. When it comes to Andrew Jackson, when it comes to, this is why the mantra now, when I go to these places, when I go to CNN and other places like that, it's, I want to know what your foundation is. I want to know what the guidelines are, if you would. Because again, I can't talk with you, I can't lay out truth, I can't lay out a decent conversation if you don't have any foundation or guidelines. And if your guidelines change depending on what side of the aisle you're on, then there is no conversation. Now it's just gibberish. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But that's kind of what I've been saying. When you see this thing that's going on in Somerville, Massachusetts, the indigenous people, because of all the nasty things that Christopher Columbus did, and yet these other people, again, Andrew Jackson forced Native Americans out of their lands. Treated them like garbage. Totally inhumane. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. California, love it. You got to love California, right? A couple of things you've done in California recently, which I really, really find interesting. You know, California's got, the Dems love to tout, when you throw up in their faces the taxes they're charging us, they go, oh, well, you know what, we've got the fifth largest economy on the planet. And I said it before, and I will say it again, and if you're an economist, please call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have to get me to understand something. We've got the fifth largest economy. We've got some of the highest poverty rates in the country. All right? I mean, it doesn't matter what we do or how we do, we can't fix it. Why is that? San Francisco spends more money per square foot to clean up that city than any other major city on the planet. Why? Because you can crap in the street, you can pee in the street, you can throw your dirty needles in the street. That's fine. Now, California's poverty rate is the highest in the country. From a state that says it's beating its brains out to make things better, so apparently they don't know how to fix it. They want more tax money to fix a whole bunch of other stuff, but they can't fix this one. Now, federal estimates show that California's poverty rate remained the highest in the nation, despite a modest fall in the state's falling uninsured rate. Now, according to the Census Bureau, the share of Californians in poverty fell to 19%. It's a 1.4% decrease from last year. But I'd like to, you know, specifically, where is the poverty rate? How much money is it? Do we know that? California, what does the government consider the poverty rate, you know? Come on, you're the genius in the family. I'll look it up and let you know in a minute. The poverty figures released this Wednesday are said to paint the best picture of life for California's working poor, since it encompasses income from government programs and factors in high cost. Why would you include government subsidies or government entitlement programs? Because without them, you can't survive, or some of these people would not be able to survive. Now, even though California has a vigorous economy, I mean, there's a dollar amount that they say if you only make so much a year. Now, California has a vigorous economy and a number of safety net programs to aid the needy residents, and it's usually not enough, which goes to show government can't take care of you. They can't fix it. The high cost of living, you know, when it comes to housing in California, you go up north, you go up in San Francisco and places like that. The reason the homeless rate was rising, yeah, you say that three times fast. The reason that homeless rate was rising, now according to Gavin Newsom, the one running for governor, he said because of Trump, the economy, you ready for this one? If the economy wasn't so good, you know, the landlords wouldn't be able to raise their rates and get more money for those apartments, and the other people who can't afford the apartments not get to live on the street. 24,600. So I can see that. The poverty rate, the dollar amount where the government considers you living in poverty is $26,000. $24,600. Wow. $24,000. $2,000 a month. Wow. Yeah, you can't
even rent an apartment here.
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't rent an apartment for that much money. And now the state's talking about regulating rents. I mean, that's how they fix it. Let's not fix the real problem. Let's just regulate rents. And it does. It costs a lot of money to live in California. And, you know, Los Angeles County is trying to find a way for people who have, you ready for this one, have too much property, too big a property, to offer those little 200-square-foot homes. You know, the mini homes. You see them all over the place. They're trying to get them to put it on the back of their lots. It'll help with their, offset their tax bills. And there's a whole bunch of stuff they want to do to entice people to do that. But here's a state that touts that it's the fifth largest economy in the country, and it can't get people off the streets. Doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't hire somebody to help you screw that one up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. John Lott joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee and head on back.